Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum. It's a great pleasure for us today that we are in the presence of two great scholars, Maulana Ali Murtaza Zaidi and Maulana Sayyid Zaki Bakri. And inshallah, we have a lovely program today for you all. And we are going to ask a few questions from these great scholars, starting from the first question: the challenges which youths are facing today in Western societies and also in Asian societies, because today the world has become just like one room, one city. Everybody has the same problems, no matter where you are living, in Karachi or in Canada, Toronto. The first question, there is a quite big list of questions, and we are going to start with Maulana Zaki Bakri and then Maulana Ali Murtaza Zaidi. The first question is that youths usually today ask that when we go to listen to Maulana and in the mosque at Husseiniya, at the minbar, Maulana is, for example, saying that don't lie. Lying is a bad thing. But when we go back to our home, our father, who also was in that speech, he says if somebody has come, for example, on the door and he doesn't want to meet that person, my father says, go and say that your father is not at home. So means they say there is a conflict between what they hear from member and what they see from their elders. So Maulana Bakri, I'd like to ask you, what do you think, what's the solution for this, and what should youths do?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think we have to go back to the root problems. I think we are making mistake by saying youth of today. It was all the time such a situation. Even during the time of the prophets, there used to be this kind of situation, because always human being run away from the practice of the religion. They don't want to follow. So we, first of all, we have to take out the question of today's problem. No, it is a problem of all the time, a problem of commitment, and human being is unaware of the reality of religion. And religion teaches not only to be a religious person in the mosque, at home, and at all time. Islam is asking, demanding from its follower to be truthful. When we see the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before the declaration of the prophethood, he never says, I'm prophet. And every Arabs, they call him, he is a Sadiq. What it means, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being a prophet, and Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In his life, it's a beautiful example is there. So that example is giving us, religion teaches moral science, moralities. Before we do not practice it, that it is not a religion. So we make two kinds of life. One is life of my home. One is life of my center. This conflict has been there and is there, will be there. Our youths, they have to understand. My father, my mother, they also in the path of moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are also making mistakes. And they are also learning, in the process of learning. And if they make mistake, it is not the mistake of the religion. It is the mistake of my parents. And they can, and in Quran, when we see the, when it comes to admonitions, when it comes to giving advice, Quran says, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Father to son, son to father, wife to husband, husband to wife. Each and every person have this responsibility. When we see the mistake has been done, that mistake could be done in the masjid or at home. We have the obligation of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is bad. So my answer is, please don't, I ask for all of our youths, don't not to get disheartened by looking at our parents or our elders' behavior. our elders' behavior could be inna wajadna alaihi abana. Our forefather used to do so. We are also doing so. Islam says no. It don't follow the forefathers. Follow what religion is telling. So could be possible parents are using their own ideologies in order to protect their own interest. Islam is asking to be all the time truthful, no matter where you are, where you go, you are at home or at in the market, you be truthful if you want the successful life. The conflicts is, it's a generation gap, what we call it. It's not a general generation gap of today. It was existed before, it existing today, and will exist in future. The solution is, religion is the solution. Our beloved Prophet life is telling us to follow the example, the mentor. That mentor is telling us what to do. Be sadiq, be ameen, be truthful, and be trustworthy no matter what happens. Inshallah, you will be safe.
So what I can summarize your sayings, that the youth of today or the future, they shouldn't follow their parents, rather they should follow Islam. Because their parents could be following some traditions which are anti-Islam.
Yes, I am not saying not to follow parents. You follow the criteria. If criteria, within the criteria my parent comes, I have to follow them. If that criteria is lack in my parents, I no need to follow. At the same time, how should I reject my parents? That's one of the questions we have to do. How we have to intercommunicate with them, how we should behave with them. Should we say, you are liars, dad, you don't know nothing about religion? No, we have to be very careful by saying that, because Quran says, when it comes to Hazrat Luqman is telling to his son, Ya Bunayya, La Tushrik Billah. He says very beautiful tune, Ya Bunayya. When we go to Hazrat Ibrahim, Ya Abate, O my father, why you worship? So these two examples are been given. Son is telling how to say to father. Father is telling how to say to the son. They should have a beautiful communication system.
So now we're going to ask Maulana Ali Murtaza Zaidi that the same question. But you know, sometimes they say that if we were right, if our religion was the correct and perfect religion, there shouldn't be these kind of conflicts. What answer would you provide for this question?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Maulana Sahib was saying, no one is perfect, I think. And this is a reality in our life, that no one is perfect. So whenever you follow a religion, or even not a religion, an ideology, you can't expect anyone, everyone to follow it 100%. So it's not a case of youth looking at their parents not following the religion. But I think the same thing can happen otherwise, that parents are looking at their youth. They are learning in schools, colleges, universities, to do something and do that thing. I don't do that thing. And he said, okay, my son is not doing it. So this can happen to anyone. And I think the solution lies in the concept that we are not perfect. We are on our way to be perfect. And I think everyone has his own limit, I think. So if I see my parent having a limit in themselves about religion, they're not following it 100%. And they are somehow disobeying some of the commands. I can say that they are not perfect. They have their own limit. What about myself? Am I perfect? Am I following 100%? So so many times I heard that we have to pray at night. So have I prayed? Have I done everything? So I have chosen from what I am listening, and they have chosen from their listening. So not both of us. You see, none of us have as any superiority or the other one. So we can go into the path of religion, and we can do our struggle. And I think both of us, we can get benefit. And as Maulana Sahib was saying, this is a command from Allah to give respect. Respect to parents, respect to friends, respect to your neighbors, your teacher. So if you see not only the parent, your neighbor not doing what he has to do, so what you can do, can you show disrespect to him? Can you say you are not doing this thing and that thing? This is a beautiful way. There's a beautiful way to do this. And as Maulana Sahib said, Amar bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. You can invite them in such a manner that they will appreciate that you are sincere to them and you are saying whatever you are saying in their best of interest. So There are many ways to deal with this issue, and there is a background. There should be a background in the mind. No one is perfect. Whatever I am doing is not the best what I could have done. So I am on my way, and they are on their way. We all have limits, and this person has his own limit.
That's really great. But here, I remember once one of the youth came forward to me, and he said that, for example, when I'm studying at the college, at the uni, this is an objection from some other people who are not Muslim. They say that, like, for example, the example I gave you, your scholar is saying don't lie, and your father is lying. Your scholar is saying don't lie, but your mother is lying. So this is the proof, this is the objection. So this is the proof that your religion is not perfect. It means they don't say your parents are not perfect. Rather, they say that your religion is not perfect. It means your scholar is saying something, your parents are saying something, you're doing something else. So, Mulana Bakri, what do you think? What should I answer to him as a young boy studying at the uni?
Religion, the concept of religion comes only a personal basis. No, Islam is a socio-economical political system, a total system of life. A total system of life you have, that's also your lakum dinokum. Quran recognizes the system of Kuffar Quraysh. Although they had no religion, but that also is a religion. Lakum dinokum waliyadin. So we need to learn this behavior. Religion is not something namaz, so-called, some rituals to do, and then you don't need to bother about your life. No, religion is a total life. Wherever you go, you cannot run away from the system of life. And no one can challenge today that their system is perfect. So what is the problem? Biggest problem is not the system. The followers is the problem. I am being a follower of Islam. I have obligation to do so. Let me add one thing, inshallah, we'll finish it up. That is very important aspect. For example, today, if Mr. John make mistake, they don't put him on the spot by saying, entire Christians are bad. May God forbid, if Mr. Ahmad does, as if entire Muslim Ummah are in big trouble. In one way, I think I look it into positive way. So that means our youngsters, they have to be very, very careful. They are representing Islam rather than one individual. So when I have to act, I have to be very careful. I am not alone. It's an ummah, yes, yes. So it is a very positive thing. I have to be very, I'm one of the part of ummah. Sometimes I am representing ummah. That's why Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Kunu lana zainan wa la takunu alayna shayna." Be for us an example, a mentor. When they look at you, they have to remember us. So that means I am becoming a symbol for the Imam Asameen alayhi salatu wasalam. So that example we have, then we'll never going to face it.
Same example, as Maulana Sahib was saying, I was somehow wondering what to say. If you look at Christianity at the time of Christmas, was Jesus this kind of person? So much consumerism, so much vulgarism in the concept of Christmas today. So can we tell that Christianity is this type of vulgarism or consumerism? No?
Of course, no.
Jesus, you look at the personality of Hazrat Isa, what they call Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam. How pious he was, how simple was his life, and how he sacrificed for his society. Now look at Christmas. The way they are dealing with Christmas, the way they are dealing with the birthday of the great prophet, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, and the thing is, it's very theoretical that you can't judge a theory by the practice of the followers. Judge the theory according to the theory. The ideology should be dealt as ideology. How people deal with this is another concept and the problem and the issue. I can very easily say, that if you compare the percentage of people in this universe, in the whole globe, and you say how many percent of a religion following their religion, I can easily say Muslims are on top. I can easily say.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, we are going to go to our second part, and in second part, we are going to discuss about Some youths say that when, for example, I'm 18 years old, 19 years old, or 20 years old, this is a fun part of my life. So let's enjoy in these days, in these years, and later on I can fix it. So is it correct? Is it wrong? After the break. Oh, busy digging on and